Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We just read where they will be born in the millennium. Those children will be born with a sin nature. Now are y'all following? It's important to get this before we go any farther. They will be born, they will have a sin nature because their parents were sinners. And they must receive Christ as their Savior during the millennium. If they reject Christ, boy, there's so much here. If they reject Christ, we're going to look at some verses that God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. By the way, that shoots Calvinism in the foot. God wants everybody to be saved, not just the chosen few, all mankind. In the millennium, everyone has the opportunity to be saved, but not everybody will be saved. That's why we find that Jesus rules with a rod of iron. There will be people that will still disobey. They will still be people that rebel against Jesus in the kingdom. Can you imagine that? Jesus, that righteous ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, be ruling in Jerusalem, and people will still rebel against him. Multitudes of people will still rebel against because of their depravity, because of their sin nature. And I mentioned this the other day, and nobody can blame Satan for it. Remember, I mentioned, and some of you old people, I mentioned this last week, some of you old people remember Flip Wilson. You didn't have to raise your hand. We know you're old, Ronnie. Okay. He said, the Flip Wilson, you say, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Well, in the millennium, they can't say that because we find in Revelation 20 that Satan will be bound for 1,000 years. So during the millennium, Satan is bound. So where is all this sin coming from? From the sin nature that man still possesses. So turn with me to Isaiah 11:4. And Isaiah 11 is speaking, that whole chapter is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. Before we read verse number 4, let's jump into verse number 6 and 7. So and 8 and 9. So you'll know that it's speaking definitely of the millennial kingdom. Look in verse number 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. This is going to happen during the millennium. As a matter of fact, God is going to remove from the animal kingdom that, what do you call that, ferociousness? That, when I think of that, I think of the Lion King. Remember Pumbaa? And then Nala and all these, they'd look into these lions and he saw they were friends, and all of a sudden, I can't remember watching with the kids, all of a sudden he saw that ham or the whatever it was in the thing and started chasing the, okay. During the millennium, that ain't happening. Look in verse number 7. And the cow and the bear shall feed together, and the young ones shall lie down, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like an ox. In other words, he won't be a meat eater in the millennium. They'll eat like they were in the Garden of Eden. They weren't meat eaters. I don't know a better word for it than what it says there. Notice this one, verse number 8. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of an asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on a crocodile. I am so tongue-tied this morning. A cockatrice den. Instead of playing with a baby rattle, they play with it. Can you even play with a real rattle, a rattlesnake? Whole rattlesnake, and there's them rattled up. I don't know, but that's what it says, that even a rattlesnake won't bother them. This is during the millennium. Verse number 9. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. And notice this one. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I'm so glad we have evangelism. I'm so glad we have the farmer's market ministry and sometimes door-to-door visitation. But during the millennium, you won't be having door-to-door visitation. You don't have to hand out tracts. Hey, do you know the Lord? Let me tell you about Jesus. Because this verse tells us that the whole world would know about Jesus. Matter of fact, it says that the knowledge of the Lord shall be as the waters cover the sea. So, you know, with this context, he's speaking, no doubt, of the millennial reign of Christ. Now, with that in mind, go back to verse number four. But with righteousness, how he judged the poor and reproved with equity for the meek of the earth. He's talking about righteous judging. Okay, he is judging the earth, but with all righteousness. You can't say that today. I like President Trump, but he is way far from a righteous judge. All right, don't be mad at me, but you know what I'm talking about. He's far from perfect. But when Jesus comes, he's going to rule perfectly, righteously. And that's what it's saying here. Now notice this. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he, what's the next word? Slay the wicked. So we get a little marker right there. During the millennium, the Bible says he's going to slay the wicked, and not the righteous, but the wicked. Now, with that in mind, turn me to Isaiah 65. It kind of zeroes in, if you will, on the millennium, and it speaks of an age. We read in Isaiah 11:4 that he's going to slay the wicked. Isaiah 65 kind of puts a little magnifying glass, if you will, during this time. Look in verse number 20, because of time getting away. Ooh. Verse number 20, there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that had not filled his days. It's speaking of the longevity of life, that an old man has not filled his days. 400, 500, 600 years old, he ain't done yet. Are you getting, he not filled, are y'all following what he's saying here? Okay, that longevity of life has been restored. Now look at this. For the child shall die 100 years old. And then he makes it a little bit, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. What is this saying, preacher? I believe what this is teaching us, that at the age of 100, remember, the longevity of life has been restored. And these unbelievers who are born to the mother and father who has entered into the millennium, they have children. Their child gets up to reach 100 years of age. If he's not trusted Christ as his Savior, Isaiah 11:4 says God's going to slay the wicked. In Isaiah 65, it says at 100 years old. So how I put this together, you may think I'm wrong and you may think I'm crazy, but that's okay. But at 100 years of age, I believe the Bible teaches that God cuts them off. At 100 years of age, they're going to be accursed and they're going to die at 100 years of age. And he still calls them a child. Because you remember, people were 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years old. And they look at him, man, he was just a kid. He was only 100 years old. He was in the prime of his life, 100 years old. Turn me to Acts chapter number 3. If I don't get through this, I'll have to finish this next week. I promise I'll be done next week. Y'all believe that, don't you? Are y'all enjoying this study?
Amen.
Okay. Isaiah chapter number... slow down. Acts chapter number 3. Let's begin in verse number 20. Acts chapter number 3, verse number 20. And he shall send you Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you. Now, just to get the context, Peter is preaching after the ascension of Jesus Christ. And so Peter is preaching future, not past. When Peter says, he shall send you Jesus Christ, which is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ, yet future, whom the heaven, verse number 21, who the heaven must receive until the time of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. He's speaking of the kingdom. In the Old Testament, all the Old Testament prophets were looking for the kingdom.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.